Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with co-host Tyson Sherry. Tyson, how are you doing this evening? Tyson? Well, we lost Tyson for a minute, but he'll be back in a second, I'm sure. Tonight is November 9th. And 6 p.m. on a Monday, which you can join us. I'm being told that I'm not promoting the show enough. And, you know, just to let you know, we're here every Monday night at 6 p.m. And this is blogtalkradio.com/LAID. You can call in and join us at 347-308-8494. Tonight, we are going to talk about what LAID has going on. We are planning a wonderful event for Friday the 13th, Friday night at the Axis Project, which is located at 1325 Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and that's between West 111th and West 112th Street. From 7 to 9:30 p.m., we will be, the name of the event is called LAID Live Perspectives. And what is going to be going on is we are going to, from 7 to 9:30, we're going to play some games and win some prizes. We are going to have food and fun, and there will be a special performance. And we will be having a live talk show, a live discussion. So come and join us. It promises to be a lot of fun. Tyson, I see we have you back. How are you doing?
Fine. I do not know what happened.
It happens. Don't worry about it. It happens. You see what happened to me last week. The phone. My phone just totally went out.
Yes.
So how was your weekend?
Weekend was just okay. Well, I ain't do nothing really. I ain't do nothing this weekend. But I went to the gym today, and I was happy with my results today. It seems like my core strength is getting stronger, yes.
Oh, good. Work it out, work it out. You got a six pack?
Yes. Not yet.
Okay. A few cans short of a six pack, Tyson.
No way. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have been running around like crazy trying to get ready for this event, but mostly I think I've been fine up until like this last 2 weeks.
Okay.
It's like all of a sudden it set in. It's only 2 weeks left, and I developed this pain in my back, which was like it felt like a knot in my back, and it was painful. And I was like, oh no, you know, because I could feel it every time I moved, and. It was because things were not set. I needed to go to the venue and check it out and make sure everything was okay and speak to the manager over there, which I was able to do today. And I tell you, the pain in my back is going away. So that's a good thing.
So who did you speak to? Who's in charge over there?
Manny. His name is Manny.
Okay.
And so he's the manager over there. So it was good to talk to him and, you know, just set everything up to see what could be done. So it was good. You know, it was good. I feel fine now. All I have to do now is just relax and get my head together and make sure we can do this. We can pull this off very nicely. But what today's show is about is basically what we have going on and some of the things that we'd like to plan for the future. So I was talking about the event that is coming up and giving the proper information, you know, for it. And I will say it again. So it's LAID Live, and the subject is perspective. So we're trying to tackle this subject from different perspectives, as we all have, you know, different disabilities. And even people who have the same disability, it affects them differently. So, you know, that gives us many different perspectives. And I'd like to see you know, how we can help each other and educate each other, you know, by coming from you know, these different perspectives. What I'm finding is, you know, after talking to a couple of people who, you know, who plan on attending the event and know what's going on, you know, something very interesting today. As you know, our name is LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. And, you know, I spoke to a guy today about it, and he said, oh, this is the sex thing, right? And so my sister, she pointed out, she said, women, they, you know, they think love and intimacy, and men think sex, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was very interesting, you know, that that's yes. another perspective, you know, those yes. are perspectives. Yes. You know, mm-hmm. that people are coming from and how they see it. So this should be interesting. And, you know, talking to a couple of people, I think we're going to be okay, you know, because I had a concern about maybe, you know, the subject matter might make people feel a little bit apprehensive about talking. But yes. I think we're going to have a good crowd. I think we're going to have a good crowd mm-hmm. because the people that I've spoken to.
I think so, too. My goal, what I want to do stuff is, have it, you can represent the women's part of the group if we can. And I can mm-hmm. have some men behind my back represent me, you see? Yes.
Making behind your back?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
A whole song, yes.
What do you think? I'm predicting that the women are going to be more outspoken than the men.
Yes, yes, I know. I understand it, yes, but I hope not. Is I hope
let's see. This
not.
Is I mm-hmm. a little friendly bet here. Yes. I'm betting mm-hmm. on the women.
Okay.
I'm betting on the women.
You're going to win, but the men will stand up and surprise you. That's all. They will.
I think you got a couple.
Mm-hmm.
A couple, but
yes.
I just on
yes.
the strength of. My women's group alone.
Yes, yes.
I think yes, you're gonna,
yeah,
we're going to be a little bit more
yes,
outspoken.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
yes.
you know, some of the things I've been thinking about, because my the wheels have been turning in my head, you know, what else can we do? How, you know, in which direction can we take this to support the show and to support the listeners and, you know, and people who support the show? One of the things I was, you know, thinking about is for us to plan social events, you know, going mm-hmm. out on the town, you know, not just going to a restaurant, you know, or not just it doesn't have to be a big event where it takes so much planning. But it can be something, you know, maybe in a bar, in a club or something like that for those people who feel comfortable doing that. I was speaking to a gentleman this evening who was telling me about a club that was accessible, you know, for us. But, you know, to find different events, because we are adults.
Okay.
And, you know, everything we do doesn't have to be in the daylight, doesn't have to be somebody doing it for us. We can go out, you know, as adults. And I think seeing us have a quote unquote nightlife, it lets people know that we are there. You know,
yes.
we are there and gives them a chance to interact with us. Not as just to interact with us socially, not in a hospital or not in a medical setting.
Yes.
So
I'd
like to plan some things like that. And I had a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm.
A sex toy party, but for males and females together.
Yes. I
think
never
that might...
went to one, though. I'm curious. I never been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think
yes.
that might be
so
an interesting
be,
thing for us to do.
Curious, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, even just for the curious, you know, if you're not buying anything or whatever, but just, you know, to see what's out there, to see what's available, to see, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to see the curiosity.
Yes.
So that might be
yes.
something, you know, that we can do.
Mm.
And also part of what I want to do with LAID is to, as I see, many of us have things that may be our hobbies, but they're skills. and things that we can do to introduce each other to each other, you know, to introduce each other and to the things that we can do. So the next time somebody's having a party, you know, if you come to a late event and you see that there are things, I like that, you know, I like the decorations, or I like this food that you had, or that so-and-so that you had, whatever. Okay, so-and-so did this, and you can use them for your party. You know, so it's networking. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. It's networking.
Yes.
And I think this helps us, you know, because I have this thing in my head of how people see us. And I think sometimes we play into how people see us. So if people see us as a group that they have to do something for, you know, they have to be charitable to, they have to treat with pity, you know, but if they see you up there rocking it and doing it yourself, then that removes that, you know. Yes. And so these are just some things that I've been having on my mind, and honestly, this is going and growing. And it's a wonderful thing. I didn't expect this in the beginning. I was just talking.
Like people here says, oh, they're fragile. Be careful with them. They are fragile. They can't do much. Be careful with them. We don't need that, you see. We're not fragile. We're just like anyone else, that's all.
You're right. You're absolutely right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we show them is by showing them.
Yes.
And that's it. Just get up there and show them, and that's it. And so,
we do know what location is in Brooklyn, Manhattan, by chance, do you know? Hello?
Are you there? Hello? Well, it seems like I cut off my own show, but that's okay. We're back. I'm trying to get Tyson back in. I apologize for the technical difficulties. I'm going to have to start doing this a different way because I keep getting cut off. This is not the first time this has happened. So anyway, one of the things that the last thing I heard Tyson talking about was the fact that sometimes people treat us as if we're fragile, and we aren't fragile. We can do things. And I think that the way to show people that we aren't fragile and that things don't need to just be done for us is to go out and do it. You know, I'm having problems getting Tyson back into the show. One of the, I'm sorry, dang, my thoughts just left my mind. But, you know, to just go out and do it. All we need is for the playing field to be leveled, that's all. If there's stairs, we need an elevator. You know, that's the type of thing. You know, we just need for the obstacles to be removed. And we can do the same thing that anybody else can do. And so, Tyson, I'm having problems. I know you're out there, and I know you can hear me. I'm having problems getting you back in on the line. I don't know what's going on, but could you try calling back? But, back to my thoughts. So one of my goals with LAID is to get us out there, get us social, get us seen, you know, and to show, you know, just to get us socializing and get people socializing with us so that, and it's nothing to prove to ourselves, but just to show that, still having the same problems, Tyson, I'm sorry, but just to show that we are normal people. We just use, just like you change your shoes, like you have a pair of boots, you have a pair of shoes, we have wheels. That's it. That is it. You might be left-handed. Somebody's left hand might not work. Somebody's right hand, it doesn't, but the brain functions fine. And to have people deal with us in a normal way, and that's the only word I can use is normal, you know, because people tend to feel discomfort around us. You know, like, oh, the disabled person came in the room. Unless you're a person who has dealt with people with disabilities and you realize that we, just like everybody else, you know, we do the same things. We do the same things. Let's see if we can get Tyson back on here. Let's see. Hopefully this is it. Come on, let this be it. Nope, Tyson. I'm going to have to go it alone tonight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tyson. And it's going to be a short show. We're going to end in about 2 minutes. But, again, I want to, you know, just reiterate, we're here. We are out there. We're going to be out there. And one of my goals, one of our goals with Lays is to get us out there and us dealing in social settings with everyone else, to remove the stigma of people who are in wheelchairs or in crutches and who have disabilities. You know, to remove that stigma around us that, you know, like dealing with us in any other way other than in a medical way. You know, we got to move. That's not just what we're about. We don't focus all day long on our disabilities. We are people, and we want to be seen as people first. That's it. We are people. So with that, I'm going to end the show. We will be at Access, at the Access Project, on Late Live at the Access Project on Friday, November 13th, 2015, from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Fun, game, prizes, food, a dessert bar. Don't let me forget the dessert bar. If you donate a dessert to share for six or more people, your name will be entered into a raffle for a $25 Visa gift card. And there will be a special performance and a live talk show. So please come and join us. Enjoy this evening with us. We will be here every Monday at 6 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/laid. If you'd like to join the show and add your point of view, the number to call is 347-308-8494. We're on Facebook at LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. And if you'd like to drop us a comment, a suggestion, or anything, you can do that at laidevents@gmail.com. We had a longer email, but I'm going to make it easy for you. laidevents@gmail.com, laidevents@gmail.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we'll see you Friday. Thank you. Bye-bye.